Welcome to Travel Chat with Ashley and Emily. I'm Emily with Emily Eats and Explores.
And I'm Ashley from Ashley It's Around. We like to think of this podcast as part Travel Channel, part Bravo. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes.
Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go.
Well, welcome back to our travel podcast about Antarctica. This is episode 4. Our episode, we keep them bite size, and we really needed a 2-hour episode just about Antarctica because there's so much to tell you. You guys had so many questions on Instagram, and honestly, we have nothing else to talk about because we haven't done any trips in 2 weeks.
Our Antarctica just has consumed our lives for the past like month. So
literally,
you're getting it all.
Yeah. It's just what it is. So our last episode ended up with us talking about kayaking. And we sort of went over, you know, the boat and that sort of stuff and like what was on the boat. But we didn't talk about the beginning of the cruise. Like, we set sail. Did we get Drake Shake? Did we get Drake Lake? What our daily schedule was, you know, what the vibe was on the ship. So let's talk about that.
Let's do it. Yeah. So we got on. We got on board.
I was like, what?
We went to our rooms, and each night, which I really appreciated, night, afternoon, you got a little printout schedule from Atlas, and it gave you kind of the rundown of the next day. So there's various things that you can do on board. And because, again, we went with Insider Expedition, which was a third party, we had some unique things that maybe Atlas itself wouldn't have. So the first 2 days, you're going through what's called the Drake Passage. So you can either get a really terrible Drake Passage where the waves are just massive and most people are confined to their rooms because they're sick and vomiting, or you can have Drake Lake. And on a scale of 1 to 10, ours was like
a 2.
A 2? So we got no fun Drake Shake content, but we're okay with that.
I was hoping for it. But I will say, just keep aware. Neither of us can speak.
We can't talk.
Keep aware that because you're on basically a yacht and you're not on a huge ship with stabilizers, you will feel the rocking. So if you are seasick, even on a 2, you're going to feel the waves a little bit more than you would, you know, on a big ship. But I actually think the way back was even calmer than the way down.
Yeah.
It was like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I mean, you definitely have to get used to the waves because you definitely can feel them. So for example, the first full day that we had, we woke up and we did yoga. So yoga on the Drake, even when it isn't crazy, like, it's still really hard. Like, we were kind of toppling over at times when we were doing like some like balancing poses or pretty much anything when your 2 feet aren't on the ground. So that was really fun. But it's definitely something like, if you have extreme motion sickness, then I would definitely recommend taking some preventative measures. People were doing the patches, some people were taking medicine, but it wasn't anything crazy. And I thought it was kind of fun, honestly. And I found it calming when I was sleeping, but people are all very different.
Yeah. Just get your doctor to write you medicine just to have it. My doctor, so I go to a practice where I can email my doctor, and you have to pay a monthly fee to go to my doctor. And so I emailed her when I booked this trip, and I was like, hey, I booked a last minute trip to Antarctica, and then in parentheses put, I know that's crazy, but I don't think it's the craziest thing I've ever said. And I was like, you know, can I have it's like scopolamine or whatever patches and some Zofran. And she emailed back and was like, why am I not surprised that you're like going to like Antarctica last minute? So it was really easy to get that medication called in, and I ended up not needing it at all, but I would rather have had it. And then obviously I brought Dramamine. But yeah, we got Drake Lake both times. It was like really cool. They even had the hot tub open while we were on the Drake.
The pool, the hot tub, yeah.
The pool wasn't open.
But we had a pool.
We had a pool, but it wasn't filled because they fill it with seawater.
Seawater, right.
But they do heat it. So it's not, it's actually 90, they heated the pool to 95 degrees. It was great. It was amazing. And then, yeah, we just kind of would wake up in the morning, go to breakfast. I never once went to breakfast. I either ordered breakfast or skipped it. And then they would usually have like a lecture in the morning or an activity. And Emily and Danielle did more of like the workout stuff and the meditation. And I was like, don't call me. If you're interested in flying more luxuriously for less and getting cheap business class flight deals, make sure you head to the show notes or my website, ashleygetsaround.com, to sign up for my free email list.
Ashley's like, I'm going to sleep till 11. Yeah, most mornings we got breakfast ordered to the room. So we would get like omelets, waffles, cappuccinos.
It was so good.
Pancakes, eggs, bacon, hash browns, all the kind of things. So good. Or you can go and you can go to the breakfast buffet. The hours of the, I feel like the meal times were, there were about like 2 hours or an hour and a half that you could go
from. Yeah, it wasn't open very long.
It wasn't like crazy, crazy long time. But again, there was Paula's Pantry that you could go to. And room service. And room service.
You weren't gonna starve.
No, you were not. You were not. You would be fine. But yeah, so we mostly did the ordering the breakfast to the room. And then I did yoga and the workout classes a few times. So yoga was like a pretty traditional yoga flow. And then they did HIIT classes. And then they also did some meditation type exercises. And the first day, I think we were on the Drake. They did the Drake shake, which was like a little dance party. So we had a dance party in the main sitting room, and then we danced throughout the whole ship and tried to like get everybody energized and excited for the rest of the Drake passage. And then we ended in this beautiful place called the Dome, which was at the top of the ship, top back of the ship, I think. And that's where they had all of like the DJs and the dance parties and the bar up there. And it just had like a whole, it was like a whole semicircle of windows. So it was just like a really beautiful place to go and hang out and chill. So that was really fun. And then we would do lunch. There would be lectures and things. And then because of the theme of the ship that we went on, the for Insider was Artisan Antarctica, we had some performances that they would do at night. So we had some people singing, some people playing piano. We had a little talent show. Yeah, it was really cool. It was really fun. So definitely like no shortage of activities or things to do. There was the spa, there was the sauna, which I really wish I hung out in the like relaxation room where the sauna was, because that was also a really beautiful place to hang out.
I went and hid out in there a lot.
Yeah, it was gorgeous because it was just like so sunny and bright. And then the waves were like right there at the windows. It just like looked really stunning. And the recliner chairs actually looked really, really nice. Because what I thought, like I really was excited to have, we had a double balcony for our room. But honestly, I don't know if I'm like an outlier in this, but I didn't use the balcony as much as I thought I was going to, just because like some days it had gotten wet, and some days it was just too cold, and like they did have really blankets and robes and stuff. But yeah, I honestly didn't use it a ton. So if you're like debating whether you need a balcony or not, like,
get it. I'm a fan of the balcony. Listen,
it is nice. It is nice. But I definitely didn't sit out there as much as I thought I was going to.
Well, so my room was the final room before the bridge. And on these ships, they have like a bridge, part of the bridge that sits over the ship. So it like went out a little bit. And so the people in the bridge could see onto my balcony. And I would like to go, they would announce like there are whales on the side of the ship or penguins. And so I would be in my room. I would be in my room like half naked because like I'm in my room. I'm not in jeans in my room. And so I'm like, I don't really give a shit if somebody sees me like with no pants on. So I would like, I would like wrap myself in a blanket and then go out on the balcony.
Oh my God.
Wrapped up in my blanket I brought from home, you guys, because I wanted to, I was like, I want my soft, like, throw blanket. That was one of the, well, because once I decided I had to check a bag because we took penguin suits, I was like, well, the blanket fit. You brought
your own blanket?
Yes.
And then they did provide us with, like, very comfy, warm, fuzzy blankets, but Ashley needed her own blanket, apparently. Do you guys see what I deal with? Do you understand now?
Thank you. I had three checked bags at 70 pounds. I could have checked my whole house out of this ship. It wouldn't have fit. They'd have been like, what is this lady doing? Like, yeah. Like, what I really wish I had brought was my heated blanket. But I was afraid they would take it. I'm, listen, I go everywhere with my heated blanket.
Oh my God.
I'm coming to Utah with my heated blanket because I have to check a bag. For dresses, because we have the Bessie, and then I'm having another brand photo shoot done. So I'm like,
you're gonna get flagged for that. I got flagged for my damn hand warmers that I never used. So you're definitely getting flagged for your heated blanket.
No, but it'll be in my tracked bag.
Well,
I've already flown with it before. Anyway, that is not the point of this story. So the point of this story is, don't judge me because I'm like high maintenance.
I'm cold.
I was like, to be fair, I keep the room at 60. It's like, it's a vibe, you guys. I like to freeze and then be under a blanket. It's like, it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I would go. So I remember one time I walked out there. They were like, there's a whale on the port side of the ship, whatever. And we were on the port side. Yeah, we were on the port side of the ship. And I was like, oh my gosh, orcas or something. And so I was just gotten like out of the hot tub and then out of the shower. And so I was like completely naked, but I hear this announcement and I'm like, screw it. So I literally just wrapped a blanket, like a strapless dress over around my body
and went out
and like was taking videos of the whales. And I look over and I see like the guy in the bridge and he just waves. And I'm like, okay, cool. You probably like aren't used to seeing a half naked lady, but like, it's fine. Like, you'll live. It'll be okay. But it was nice because I would go on the balcony sometimes and I would hear Lindsay and Olivia outside of the balcony too. And they'd be like, hey, it was nice. And then like one more door down was Emily's balcony.
Yeah, so we were like, in a little row. It was really cute.
It was really nice. But yeah, like we would see whales from the balconies, from the ship, birds. And like, I don't know. I just thought the vibe was like, it was fun. It was kind of like high-end summer camp ship edition.
Like usually when you go on cruises, you know, it's, I mean, I guess it depends on where you're going, but when people think cruises, you're probably going to like, people usually think of a tropical destination. So you'll be in like, you know, bathing suits, but then there'll be like dinners and stuff where you'll dress up really nice and there'll be like fancy parties that you can go to.
Not on this cruise.
Okay, I would go to meals in my bathrobe, and I went to every party in my sweatsuit, like sweatpants and sweatshirt. And I wish I brought another, like, sweatpants and sweatshirt, because I thought I was going to look somewhat cute with a sweater, but no.
Nope. I had read online that on these cruises, people love, like, UGG slippers, and they were right. And now, Emily, this has gotten to be bad. This is really not good. You live
in your UGG slippers?
I keep wearing them around Asheville, like in public with socks, because apparently I ordered, like I tried them on at Nordstrom and they fit fine. But I guess after you wear them, my feet tend to slip out of them. And so I've been wearing them with socks, which is fine when you're in jeans. But literally the other day I went to a cabin to work for a few days because I needed to just to be like somewhere quiet. And I ended up having to go to Walmart because it was like the only store near me. And I was in a dress with socks and Uggs. And I was like, you know what? I probably look insane right now, but I don't care. So
but you're in Asheville, so it doesn't really matter.
No, I was in the like, the sticks. I was like in the middle of nowhere, but I also don't really, I also had it was a real cute look. It was like my pink Louis Vuitton bag, a like dress from Amazon, and then some like $50 pair socks because they were like the wool socks, and then Uggs. So it was a cute, it's a vibe. I don't, homeless chic. I don't know what it would
be. I love
it. It was cute. But like, basically that's what everybody lived in, were like slippers or like Ugg boots. And like, it was very casual.
Yeah. I wore slippers the whole time.
And I would like walk around in my like merino wool base layer. Mm-hmm. Like that's like what people wore. And so I was like, these are not meant to be pants.
No, honestly, but, it was great. I feel like it was just, yeah, cozy vibes. Like there were like only a cozy few, vibes. Like when somebody was had like a dress on, everybody was like,
oh, yeah, I wore a dress and people were like, you're in a dress? And I'm like, I'm running out of clothes.
Yeah. So it was like, I definitely could have worn sweatpants and a sweatshirt that whole entire trip or just stayed in my room.
Yeah. It's like, do not bring fancy clothes. I loved it. Don't bother. Great. It's great. It's very like casual. Like I would put on makeup and I'm like, I'm overdressed for this shit.
Yeah. You're like, why? Definitely bring a bathing suit though. Like I wish I did go in the hot tub in the pool, but only once or twice. Like I wish I hung out.
I wish I had spent more time in the pool.
But once you're in Antarctica and you're doing the two excursions a day, it gets like, there's a little less time for you to do actual things on the ship. So that's, you kind of just have to balance. You want to do like a lot of your ship things, like during the Drake Passage, like your massages and things.
It also depends on which group you're in, because somehow we kept being in like the first group.
Yeah. And I kept saying that everybody was like, what? So basically we were all split up into four groups, and on the sheet that you get every night to figure out what was going on the next day,
they would
day.
Call two groups at a time. They'll have be like
two groups.
Group yeah. A, which would be like albatross and seals, or we were with whales. Albatross and whale. And then the next one were the seals and the penguins.
Something like that.
Something.
Yeah.
And what would end up happening?
They would like be like ranking them, and each day it would change. Like the penguins were last, so now they're first the next day.
But I feel like we always got more time than other. Well, okay, because here's the thing: is some people get off the ship and then they're like cold, and I don't even think it was that cold, but like they would just be like, okay, we just want to like hike for 10 minutes and go back to the ship. Whereas like I'm like, I paid $10,000. Like I'm not getting off. I'm not going back to my Zodiac until they tell me that I need to like go back on the Zodiac. And so because people were coming and going, if you didn't, and again, I'm not saying this is always, so it like really depends on the group that you're traveling with, but because there was like a lot of people in our group who would like come and be like, okay, like we got our photos, like we're going back. They were never like pushy with us going back.
Yeah.
And so like we, you know, the one day where we went hiking, I swear we were out for like, at least we were out almost 2 hours, and it was supposed to be like an hour and 10 minute excursion. So it depends on like when you get off the ship and then when you get on the ship. But yeah, you do two landings a day. And so you pretty much like in between landings, you would have a couple hours, but like it was kind of enough time to like eat and then get ready again to go back out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not any, like, you don't really want to schedule a lot in between that time. Because there would be one, usually, when would they usually start? Like, 9?
9 or 10, yeah. No, 10 usually.
And then the second outing would be?
Like, 10:30, like 11. Like, 11, 11:30.
But then the second one of the day. What time were those usually
at? Oh, the second one of the day? Like, 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also it depends, because I was reading now, like I was looking at the Antarctica group just to kind of compare. And like, it depends on where you are too, because I was reading that like some people would have 3 a day, like if they had better weather.
That would be too much.
Oh no, I would have, I want every dime worth.
If you're interested in learning more about getting paid to travel the world, make sure you check out the show notes and grab my free masterclass, How to Make $5,000 a Month While Traveling. I thought 2 was good, and we got mostly landings. So you either do landings or you do a Zodiac cruise. So the Zodiac are the boats that they use for specifically for the kind of weather and like water there is in Antarctica with all the icebergs and whatever. So they use the Zodiac. So sometimes you can't do a landing, but you'll get like a Zodiac cruise. So you'll just go out in the Zodiacs and you'll be in the boat the whole time. You won't get off on the actual continent and like walk around and see different things. But we got landings almost every single time, except for once, I think.
Yeah. Right?
Because we couldn't go to Port Lockroy because of the flu, the avian flu. So we just did a Zodiac. Was that one where we did the Zodiac? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So most of the time we actually did the landings. So you get called down, you go, you get changed into your coat, your pants, your life jacket, hats, gloves, whatever else you're bringing. And then you get in line and they'll bring us out like 10 at a time on the different Zodiac boats. Then you get off and you're supposed to have like, I feel like every time they told us like 50 minutes or 40 minutes. Oh my God,
they would be like, that was the thing that annoyed me, is they'd be like, okay, in 15 minutes, we're going to call the penguins and the albatross. And then Julie would get back on in 2 minutes and be like, penguins, penguins, the last call for penguins. And we're like, oh my God, I'm going to have a stroke, Julie. Like, get, can you just hold down your... So
in the mud room.
In the mud room. And so, and that's the other reason you...
So they did it that way so that not everybody's in the mud room at the same time and that you like are, it's not like you're not fighting to get like in front of your locker and whatever. So
but what sort of sucked is, and I think this is like, they don't do this normally, but because we were a private charter. So it was like all the people, I think what they try to do is stagger it. So there's not like 8 people in the same blocks of the mudroom, because they're like lockers basically.
Right.
But unfortunately, because we all, they put us all in the same like hallway, like, because we all booked together, like Valerie's group, like I think they put all the content creators together. We were all always on the same group, and we a lot of times would come down the same. I mean, once we, I would say by the third day, it was a little different because we kind of would just like go down it, like Danielle and I would, we would go down immediately.
Right. Just go down.
So we kind of beat everybody. But that's another reason why you're going to want slippers, is because you're going to come in from outside and you're going to have your wet boots on, which you're going to have to change out of. And slippers are just the easiest thing to throw on. Like, you don't want to sit down there and have to put on like normal boots. Like, you just basically want to take yourself down to your base layer and then like walk upstairs.
Yeah.
And actually, like, Antarctica was not that cold.
No, it wasn't. It was like 30, 35.
Yeah. So there was one day that the wind was kind of bad and I was like, okay, this is freezing. Mm-hmm. But the other times like weren't really that bad. And so when we did the hike, because we did hike up a mountain in the snow, which was actually really fun, but I took my jacket off. And normally you can set your like bag on the ground if it's, because they clean everything before you get off the ship. Or like they vacuum your bag out before you take it off the ship, and you could set your jacket and stuff down on the ground. But because of avian flu, you weren't allowed to even like kneel.
Yeah. You couldn't get on the ground,
which was new apparently
at all. Like your boots, like everything were like cleaned before you got onto the Zodiac. And then like, those were supposed to be the only things like touching the
boots
the ground.
They always clean those anyway. That's like very normal. But I think the like, everybody else was like, I had talked to other people that went like last year and they were like, no, we were allowed to like put our bags down. What do you mean? And so I did see people using their tripods. That apparently was okay. But like, yeah, like if you tried to put, so like the day that we wore our penguin suits, we only wore the penguin suits off the ship. And I was like, I'll just have to freeze because we wouldn't have had anywhere to put our jackets.
Yeah. But we were actually okay in the penguin suits. Yeah. We brought the penguin suits
were really warm. They were fleece and they were super warm.
We looked very cute, and we did a little cute reel that you could see on Ashley's Instagram of us like waddling and playing around.
It was really fun.
It was so cute.
But I think like, I just thought it was like the most incredible trip for the wildlife. Like, we saw so many penguins. We saw humpback whales like every day, orcas, the leopard. We saw seals. Like,
bunch of different types of seals.
Emily and I argue about this because Emily said she doesn't want to go back till she's 60. And I was on the trip saying, like, I never want to do any trip but like Arctic and Antarctica trips. Like, that's it. Like, Greenland in the summer and like Antarctica in the winter. So, do you still stand by that? Do you not want to go back?
Because I was saying the reason why I said that was because I just felt like it was just such a cool, like, amazing experience, like so unique, so like unexpected, because we couldn't really do a ton of research. You know, like, this is the kind of trip people save and plan for years, and the fact that we just did it and like on such a whim I think made it that much more.
We're going next week.
Magical. And also because everybody else, like, we weren't sure what the dynamic was going to be on the ship either. And it was mostly younger people that also did the same thing. I mean, there was a couple that got engaged and they're like, yeah, we signed up for this 2 days before. All right. Yeah. Two people.
Two couples got engaged. Yeah. It was cool.
But one of them signed up like 2 days before. So like just having being in that energy of the people that like are able to do that and want to do that, because not every person would be okay with signing up with a trip like that it is even able to. So the fact that like everybody was kind of on the same page when it came to that just made it like a really fun, like easygoing group. So that was really cool too. And so I was like, I just really loved this experience and I felt like I want to like cherish it instead of being like, oh, this is something that I want to do like over and over again and then like potentially like taint it. So that's why I was saying I would do it again for sure and like do it with like my partner or family or something, but in like a different stage and like place in my life than like having it in be in this like same phase of life that I'm in, because I just loved it so much. So, but I mean, I get both sides of it. There's definitely people that are like, I love this place. I want to keep coming back and coming back. See, but I feel like it was so special that I don't want to take it.
At the very end of the season. And so a lot of the penguins had already left. We still saw tons of penguins, you guys, tons of penguins. But you're not seeing those like thousands of penguins, which I will say positive we didn't see that because apparently everybody said they stink, but we didn't get to see I want to see the babies. That's why I want to go back. I want to go back and see the baby penguins. If you want to maximize your points and miles so you can travel more for less, check out Travel More Con. More information down below in the show notes.
Yeah, you can definitely go back at a different time and you'll see
different stuff.
I mean, everybody said that too. Like, we talked to a lot of the expedition leaders who obviously had gone like multiple times, and they were saying like it's never, you go back to different, you have different stops actually depending on like the year and the time that you're going and the weather and everything, and it's just going to be completely different every single time that you go. So I don't think it gets like old or anything. I don't know, I just don't have an interest of going back at this time.
I
don't want to ruin it.
I'll be going back in 2025, you guys. You're like,
I will be going back every single year.
It's like, I'm like, I honestly you. Will be like, why is Ashley in Ushuaia? I'll be like, she just jumps on whatever ship is cheap. She just lives there. Like, well, the whole
you
need season. Your
camping experience because you didn't get that.
Listen, okay, guys, this is the last thing for this episode. But so I think I have a very, like, I'm a walking contradiction because I think you meet me and you're like, she is, like, she wants to stay the Four Seasons. She wants whatever. She, like, will pay for the Uber. Emily wants to always take public transport. And I'm like, I'll pay for a taxi. Let's just get in the taxi. And so I think when I told Emily that I was signing up for camping and kayaking, she thought I was joking. And I'm like, no, listen, like, I'm super adventurous when it comes to bucket list stuff. Like, I've gone swimming with the whale sharks multiple times. The time I went in Mexico, we were out in such rough water that the inside of my legs were it looked like somebody beat the shit out of me, because every time we would get on the boat, I would get slammed into the boat, but I kept jumping off because I'm like, there are whale sharks. Like, I don't care if I'm like, I end up in the hospital. Like, I want to see these whale sharks. I did trekking to the gorillas in Uganda, which was like literally an 8-hour hike up a freaking mountain that on no trail with a guy who was clearing the way with a machete. Like I can be super adventurous if it's like, like I went trekking to the orangutans. So it's like certain things I'm like, I'm doing it. Camping was one of them. So Danielle and I were like, so you dig a shallow grave. that's how they tell you. You dig a shallow grave. They put one sleeping pad down, then an inflatable sleeping pad, and then a sleeping bag. And that's it. And that's what you sleep on. No tent, nothing. And sadly, we get all the way out for camping. And we get all the way to the campsite and the bridge tells us the weather's too bad. You have to come back because it was starting to snow and there was too much ice. So we didn't get to camp and it was the saddest thing ever.
And then they tried to go again. Back out. They dug their graves and then they sent them back.
Had to come back.
And,
yeah.
And maybe I think those people had to pay the $500.
They didn't. They didn't charge them, but they were out for literally not even an hour.
Oh, gosh.
So, but yeah, craziness. Everybody thought we were crazy. But I was like, I'm going camping. And they're like, you're camping? I'm like, I'm very adventurous. But that is all. We have one more episode for you guys. So stick
around. Bye, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
And if you want more of our shenanigans, you can follow us on social. I'm at Ashley @AshleyGetsAround.
And I'm at Emily @EmilyEatsAndExplores.